Welcome to another episode of Meeting Pros. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and we've got a great show for you today. But as usual, I've got my lovely co-host back in the studio with me, Jessica Park. Welcome to the show, Jessica.
Thank you, Kevin.
This is 2 weeks in a row. We're really getting back in the swing of things.
We are. It's exciting. I'm enjoying getting out of the house a little bit and having some Kevin Finn time.
Some Kevin land, not some Ruby land.
Exactly.
So how's Ruby doing, by the way? She's smiling all the time. I see all the pictures.
Yeah, it's pretty heartwarming. I can't even put it into words without just tearing up. So
tearing up.
We'll just move on.
Leave it at that. Well, I almost teared up. I was reading an article, and I normally don't bring up current events, but it baffled me. So the Girl Scout cookie season, which I haven't got any yet. I need to find a connection. But I was reading that people are counterfeiting. There's a whole group of people giving counterfeit 50s to Girl Scouts. How do you gain anything from that? Like, Girl Scout cookies are good, but you can't go resell them or something. Are they going to stock up on them? Or
wow.
It's just baffling to me.
That is shocking. Yeah. Who knows if she'll be a Girl Scout? She can be whatever she wants to be.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to have the hookup if she's going to have the cookies. So.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, we have some great guests in the studio. Studio full. Who do we have in the studio with us today?
Today we have with us Montoya Turner with Made You Look Photography. We have Kelly Potter Farrell with One Fab Event. We have Nicole Alexander with Chic Occasions. And we have with us no stranger to the studio, Ann Cohen with PWG. Perfect Wedding Guide.
All right. Well, we're going to start with Ann because I want to hear what's going on with Perfect Wedding Guide. I always love when you guys come in the studio.
So, thanks for having us again.
No problem. So just let us know what's going on with it.
What's going on with Perfect Wedding Guide? Never a shortage of activities. We are just coming off of our winter wedding show, which is on February 16th at the Lowe's Hotel and was spectacular. We are coming up upon our March networking event, which is on March 20th at the Westin Buckhead, and we will be having a bridal panel for any event professional is welcome to attend and can register at www.atlantapwg.com/register. So we'll be having a bridal panel there of brides kind of giving vendors some insight as to what makes them tick, what makes them open emails, what makes them want to book with a vendor, what makes them not want to book with a vendor. And we're also closing up our spring publication, which is going to print in just a couple of weeks and will be out on the streets from April through July. And within our spring publication, we're also featuring, I'm doing special highlighted features on photographers, videographers, gifts and invitations, as well as any beauty, fashion, health professional focusing on the wedding industry as well. So that's just between now and April 1st.
Wow. I'm getting forced to get interested in this stuff because I just got engaged since the last time.
Congratulations. That's very exciting.
Yeah. So I have to go through all this stuff and learn everything now, and I'm having to look through guides and everything. So now
you've got a good group of people here to help you with that.
Exactly. So that's what I'm hoping for. So what advice do you have to someone like me that's about to get engaged and have to go through all this?
Some of the first things I would tell you is sit down with your spouse-to-be and pick the top three things about your wedding that are the most important to the two of you, whether that is photography, videography, and music.
Food. It'll be food for Kevin.
Yes, you got me. Food and booze.
Okay, so we've got food and beverage, and then whatever the other two things are. You know, those priorities shift from couple to couple for sure. And whatever you guys identify as your three most important things, take charge of them. Let the parents run with whatever else, if parents are getting involved at all. My second piece of advice would be hire a planner, even though everybody thinks they don't need to. And the bottom line is there are so many unforeseen things that will happen in especially the weeks and months leading up to your actual wedding day, especially the weekend of. Stuff you would never even imagine, and you don't want to be stressing about it. You don't want your spouse to be stressing about it, or any of your parents or siblings or wedding party or whatever else. And that is where a planner really is going to make a tremendous difference. In addition to being able to recommend vendors and kind of take you know, for somebody that's never planned a wedding before, it's a pretty mm-hmm. overwhelming process.
Definitely.
And if you've never hired an event photographer, for example, how are you going to look through website after website after website and narrow down what it is that you like or don't like or want or don't want? And so it's a planner really kind of helps you sift through that thought process to help you identify what some of those things are that you like and don't like, because it's not details you've ever mm-hmm. thought about or Definitely. Cared about before, so it's hard to know what's what. Any of these other professionals here can all speak to that as well. So that would be my top two pieces of advice for somebody first getting married is pick your priorities and stick to them and kind of take the lead on those. Don't get too invested in Pinterest mm-hmm. because it generally creates unrealistic expectations. Use a planner. It's going to make a world of difference. Hire a videographer. It's always one of the last things thought of yep. and one of the biggest regrets. There are certain elements of that are hard to get back. And use the perfect wedding guide.
Definitely. Well, it's not something like you mentioned, it's not like you really do a practice run, or most people don't get to do a practice run. Some
right.
people do many and have it right by the fourth or fifth time.
Exactly. Yeah.
But also, I think you brought up a really good point that if you're doing with a wedding planner, they're going to have people that play well together and that already know each other. So they're going to get the same vendors in there, and they're going to have the photographer that works well with this, and everyone's going to get along and know that, have that kind of synergy. And that's really important too.
Hugely important. I mean, you figure the weekend of your wedding, there's any room for any types of things to cause some sort of uproarious scenario. When that happens, because it always does, you don't want to know about it. Because you have enough other things to worry about. You've got people in town. You've got, you know, everyone you know trying to celebrate everything about you, which is unbelievable. The last thing you want to be doing is stressing over the fact that they didn't get the fish order right or
yeah.
whatever it is. And planners make a huge difference in being able to eliminate.
They're that filter.
Exactly. And you know, like you said, you haven't done it before and you don't want to work your wedding.
Definitely. Well, I'm going to make an attempt to do something I haven't seen done at a wedding. I'm sure it's happened before, but I'm just going to be stress-free and actually have a good time and enjoy my wedding, which I've been to about 7 different weddings. Never seen the bride and the groom have a good time. They're stressed out. They're having to run around, not get to do anything. I'm going to be drinking, having a blast,
Absolutely.
Whatever I want to. So
the other thing I would say is a lot of times people have a tendency to pick a date before picking a venue. But I would encourage you to find a venue that you love and then see what dates are open.
Ah.
Because unless there's some true significance about a date, that part isn't the most important part,
gotcha.
But being in a space that feels like you and is reflective of the type of wedding you want and the couple
fits
that
in
you
your
are
budget.
Fits in your budget, can, you know, go into it with an open mind and that can really help you get a lot more out of what you want. When you're meeting with the floral designer, don't be so set on the actual flower that they choose, because they can still create something beautiful, reflective of what you want, but more within your budget if you're willing to budge on certain things mm-hmm. like using one type of rose versus a different type of rose. Things that, without being in this business, you would never think of.
Exactly. So you're telling me, first step, find a venue, find a date that works within that venue, and then get a wedding planner, and then just let them do the rest of it, and I can go have a beer.
Pretty much.
That sounds perfect, so...
Budget is pretty big, too. You got to sit down and figure out how much you want to spend on the...
I still, it just baffles me. Like, a small wedding, I think it's like $20,000.
At least.
The average is like 27.
27.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, average in Atlanta, there will be 36,000 weddings in the Atlanta-Sandy Springs-Marietta area in 2014 with an average budget of between around $26,000.
Wow. All right. Well, I feel bad for her father.
Be really, really nice to them.
I'm not going to talk. I'm going to let them decide everything. So I'll be like, hey, I'll go with the, I'll side with him though. She told me to get involved. I was like, no, I'll pick the cheaper option every time. So you don't want me involved.
You've learned very quickly.
So let's talk about the perfect wedding guide. What's all in there? I know we talk about it every time, but I think it's just such a great resource and it has so much content that it's really, I want people to know about it.
Awesome. I think so too. Not that I'm biased, but basically the Perfect Wedding Guide really centers around connecting businesses to brides. So we have five different platforms that we operate that are all designed around getting the business to the bride and the bride to the business as effectively and efficiently as possible. So as some of the guys in the room here know, they've heard my spiel before, but many media companies in general rely on a reactive approach to marketing. So for example, if you're Coca-Cola, that works just fine because you have $1 billion and you can be in everyone's faces and
put up dumb commercials that are really crazy.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't matter because your budget in terms of marketing is kind of infinite. If you're in the event professional world, you're a sole proprietor. Maybe you have a business partner or two, but for the most part, you are a small business. So how do you find when 50% of marketing dollars get wasted, how do you know which half? And how do you ensure that when you are choosing to invest, that you're doing it in a way that's going to make the most sense
and
get you the most bang for your buck? So knowing that most event professionals are going to be experts in their own service or product that they're providing, be it planning, design, photographing, what have you, I feel that if you are investing in a marketing company, you should also be able to rely on the people you're investing with in marketing as your marketing experts. So what we do with Perfect Wedding Guide is we look at these five platforms that we have available, which are print, digital, a bridal leads and email marketing platform, bridal shows, and networking events. We take a look at the business with the owner, break it down, analyze what their objectives are, where they stand currently, what they're trying to get to, the things they're already doing, what's working, what's not working, look at what their budget, and then create an overall strategy that's going to make the most sense for them to achieve the goals they want within what they can afford. And then they've got a partner in us. So we're going to work with you on strategy, on developing your brand, on positioning. So when a new engaged couple goes to a website and sees 20 different photographers listed and has never hired a photographer before, you'll be able more clearly to look at those images, read through some of that text, and see deciphering factors from one to the other. Because the more specific they're able to define themselves, as opposed to just being a wedding photographer, the more you'll be able to know kind of out front of everything what's going to be a better match for you. So we really work a lot on developing the branding piece so that when they are creating print ads and online ads and talking to brides or couples at a wedding show, that they're doing it with their target in mind so that the return becomes a lot more effective and that the leads they get are much more aligned with who they're going after.
Well, I absolutely love that. And it makes perfect sense that if someone was going to give you ad dollars, you should be their marketing advocate and you want them to be successful. But you don't see that a lot. You don't see that at all.
Not in the wedding industry, like not in the wedding publications that I've seen anyway. It's like, you don't get that hand-holding help like along the way.
Right. And I started in the salon world. So kind of my intro to working with the small creative business owner was working for Estee Lauder's highest-end hair care brand called Bumble and Bumble and working with 150 salon owners on how to create a sustainable business plan within their salons. And if you say the word sell to a hairstylist, it's like the dirtiest word you've ever uttered. So really have to have an understanding that this person is coming from a passion for their craft, for their design. They are motivated by emotion more so than practicality. They are a passionate, creative, driven person. And how do you take that and channel that into something that can become a livelihood? And so often you hear people say, I tried advertising and it didn't work. Everyone's heard it. Everyone said it. And it's because it's really easy for it not to work.
Well, yeah.
Because if you look through...
There's just so many places you can throw your money at, and everyone says, right. We're the best.
Right.
And here are some numbers and some graphs that show you why.
Exactly. And if you look through a book, like a publication, page after page after page, whether it's venues or photographers or floral designers or what have you, they're all beautiful ads. But it doesn't take... the bride or couple from the ad to the vendor.
Mm-hmm.
It gives them ideas. It helps them create storyboards. They can tear out pages. But essentially, it functions like Pinterest. It's just an inspiration board. What we want to do is take somebody from there directly back to the vendor, which is why our publication is designed as a resource guide.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's laid out is to make it super functional and pragmatic for a couple trying to find vendors. It's also something that if you're going to invest in putting your imagery, putting your text, putting your branding into a book, onto a digital platform, it needs to be done in a way that's going to work. Because it's too easy for it not to work.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to be able to really think hard about your quote-unquote bread and butter couple. Who's the couple you can sit down with, and 95% of the time, you know, in under 3 minutes, they're going to book your services.
Yeah.
And if you can really define who that person is or couple is in conjunction with what your objectives are, then everything that you do in between can essentially begin with the end in mind, begin with those two things in mind. And that way, everything you do is much more specific, so you get a much higher return.
Well, I can definitely imagine if you can ever have this kind of conversation and sit down with somebody, that it's a no-brainer that they should be with you guys. And that sounds...
Well, that's what I think.
Well, I can tell you, you're so passionate about what you do, and it's great to be with a company that your values align with it. And you don't, I can guarantee you that these other wedding publications, the people that get out of college to go sell and have to make cold calls and stuff, they don't like their job. They leave with a negative experience. But you're like, hey, I'm helping people. I can see the effect I'm having on these small companies and helping them grow, and I'm building relationships. That's huge.
Huge. And that, you know, that's business. And if you my dad is, and my grandfather are the most loyal people that I've ever known. Loyalty runs very deep. It doesn't matter if it's with a mascara brand or a soap or a person. I mean, everyone in my family operates with extreme loyalty. And I'm sixth generation in Atlanta, so I've seen, one of the most amazing things about my wedding is that there were so many people there where there were actually three generations of their family there.
Wow.
Because we've been around a long time. And in that same vein, that's how my dad's always run his business. That's how my mom's always run her business. And it's so much more fulfilling on a day-to-day in a long-term, you know, longevity looking at things. Mm-hmm. If you are building relationships and if you are creating opportunities for people that allow them to be what they want to be, to, you know, rise to the occasion, to have the opportunity, the referral, the network, to be able to create more of what you want. And, you know, I'm a big believer in being very loyal. And as I would think most of my clients would tell you, they get referrals all the time, whether it's to be on Business Radio X or otherwise, because we believe in what we're investing in and want our clients to feel the same level of comfort and confidence when they're investing with us.
Well, we've had you on enough times that we'd love to bring you back and bring some of your clients on and have them give value. Oh, these are all your clients? You're already doing that? Okay, so look at that. I'm behind.
These are brand new. Made You Look Photography has only been with us since Friday. So he's fresh, and One Fab Events has been with us just for about a month here. So she's pretty fresh too. And Nicole with Chic Occasions, we actually met about it was December of 2012, and So we partner on, she's an incredible show producer. And so we partner on shows and help with cross promoting and lead generation and things of that nature for one another. So these are all great partnerships in the studio with us today.
Well, now I'm really excited.
You're
to get
really
to
well connected too. So
thanks,
there probably
Jess.
Isn't anybody we can have in here that you don't personally know.
And they actually like her too. So yeah. it's not that they just know her, they actually really like her.
Well, she knows so much about the industry and she has no problem sharing it. Some people know a lot about their niche field or industry and they don't want to tell other people how they got there.
They want to sell you a book.
Right. They're saving it for the book they're going to write one day or something. They don't have the same thought process as Anne.
You know, one thing I learned working at Bumble and Bumble is when you're in an industry like the wedding industry filled with incredibly creative, imaginative people, the best thing you can do is be committed to raising the bar as a whole. And the one of the easiest ways to do that is through education. And so the more people are educated, the better they can do, the better their outcome, the happier their clients, and it's a whole domino effect. And I'm a big believer in being committed to raising the bar with everything we do and every step that we take. And so the more information I can learn, I can read, I can absorb, the more I have to share, the more that the people I'm sharing it with have to share. And that just continues to have a domino
effect.
It's a
nice little circle. It always comes back around.
Right.
So what's next for you guys and how can people reach out and get this? And when's the wedding guide? I think you mentioned it before, but re-mention events and when this wedding guide is coming out.
So the spring edition of Perfect Wedding Guide will be closing up here in about 2 weeks. Just shy of that. So there is still a bit of time to get in there. Again, we are featuring photographers, videographers, gifts and invitations, and health and beauty as our highlighted features. But of course, there's vendors of all categories within the book. So they can email me, Anne.Cohen, Cohen, at pwg.com, or just Atlanta@pwg.com for any inquiries about that. Again, our March 20th event at the Westin Buckhead will be from 11:30 to 1:30. It includes lunch, cocktail, bridal panel, and advertiser or not, you can register at atlantapwg.com/register. And then we'll be announcing the dates for our fall show likely in the next 2 weeks as well. So that will be in either August or September. And again, atlantapwg.com if you have any interest or questions about the upcoming show.
Which one should I go to? So, which one should I take my fiance to?
The fall show.
The fall show. All right. I'll keep an eye out for that.
Is there an educational piece for the show coming up, or is it just networking?
For the March 20th event, the educational piece will be the bride panel.
Okay.
So that's an event just for vendors. So no couples attend that one, but you can attend as a vendor. And it'll be questions collected from vendors as well as some off the cuff for, we'll have between 6 and 8 brides there varying in, budget, in style, in size of wedding, you name it, they'll be across the board. And to help get our vendors some straight from the horse's mouth info on how to capitalize.
Perfect. Well, thanks for being on once again.
Thanks for having me.
Excited to talk to everyone else now. So
awesome.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros Radio, we're going to be talking with Montoya Turner with Made You Look Photography. Did I get that right or is that the wrong?
No, you have it absolutely correct.
All right. Perfect. So you get to be up next, so be excited.
Very.
So tell us a little bit about your company. I love the name of your company, Made You Look Photography. I used to say that a lot as a kid, so that was my thing. I was that kid. So tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got into it.
With Made You Look Photography, we're a team of photographers and have a dedicated graphic designer and image retoucher. And we're geared towards making sure that we're respectful. A photography team that's respectful of the day and the gravity of the moment. And so we try to be experts at what we do. Mm-hmm. We try to offer classic but yet very stylish imagery to each and every one of our brides. And so we're, you know, very comprehensive And we're also, like I said, that's kind of our niche.
All right, so you stick strictly to weddings, and you say we're going to be the best at weddings?
Absolutely.
All right, I absolutely love that. So how did you get into photography? Were you a kid snapping pictures? You're like, this is what I'm going to do? Or how did that happen?
It happened two ways. I've always snapped pictures, and my brother brought it up to me after I became a professional. And he said, you've always had a camera. And he said that, and I said, well, I mean, most people take a picture. He's like, no, most people cannot work a professional camera. They look at it and stare at it. The rest of us use a snap, point, and shoot.
Yeah.
He said, it's a rare teenager who uses a professional camera. But the catalyst for me was about 10 years ago, I was attending a cousin's wedding. And I just took some behind-the-scenes imagery, and I printed the imagery and gave them a book. And they told me my imagery was better than what they had received at the time, what they paid for. And I thought they were just saying that to be nice to me. And about 5 years ago, I saw their wedding book. they weren't exaggerating. So at that point, I started to study it, and I learned that there are those who are there who are not. It's not a love for the craft or what they do. It's more like a self-benefit or strictly as a business. Me and my team, I hate to say this on the radio, but if it wasn't for Georgia Power, you know, the mortgage, things of that nature, we would do this for free.
Yeah.
I love that right there.
We're driven.
So let's talk about, you just mentioned before, like, there's a lot of people that do it as a business and stuff. And I saw a trend a while back, and it was disturbing to me. All these for-profit schools were, like, pushing, you can be a photographer, do this here, spend $100,000-$200,000 on this, but that's really not necessary at all. You would want to intern with someone like you, right? Follow someone like you around and see if you actually love this.
Absolutely. There's no shortcut to it. You have to put in the work. You have to mirror and intern in. You have to, like I said, do the dirty work. The road is long, but the rewards are great. As soon as you present something, show it to a bride and groom or the family, the parents, and they see something they've never seen or imagined for themselves, then you know you're walking the right path.
Definitely. So when did you decide to break off as an entrepreneur? Did you have a real job before this and you're like sort of eased into it? Or you were like, you know what, I'm throwing this away. I'm going to dive into the deep end and swim.
It was my team. And so it's one of those things, once you see it and you know, and you get a certain response, it's hard to define, but you kind of know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is me.
Definitely. So obviously you're just starting to use the Perfect Wedding Guide to get the word out, but beforehand, is it mostly referrals? Is it just that your work is spoken for itself and that's where you've got everything? Are you doing any other kind of marketing?
It's co-marketing. It is definitely referrals. Nothing beats a direct referral, but it's the alignment. Probably the biggest key to our success is the alignment with other professionals, mm-hmm. like those who sit at this table. You have to align your brand with brands who have a similar
aesthetic.
Yeah, absolutely. And so with that, we talked, you know, Ann talked about earlier, and you talked about the use of professionals, and it is huge. So those who you know will be, of course, timely. Those who know will present a certain product and or service are very consistent. You have to align with those, and those are the things that make for great wedding days. Having a professional, I'm not speaking specifically to photography, but having a professional is important in almost in every facet of the wedding.
Well, professional, I think the P stands for peace of mind right there.
That's your peace of mind?
Absolutely.
I can speak to numerous nightmares. I've seen amateur DJ show up late. The room had to be reconfigured 30 minutes before the wedding because his equipment didn't fit into the configuration, but he should have been there in a timely fashion. And I've seen makeup artists push weddings back 2 hours and understand that the bride and groom, the bride's now in tears, makeup is going to be ruined because she knows now the reception is going to get cut short.
Yeah, and the people there are sitting there for 2 hours and they're there for the party. I'm
correct,
sorry, but
correct. So these are the things. So if you want a great day and you want it to be easy and stress-free.
You don't have your uncle take the pictures at the wedding.
You do not have your uncle take the pictures. Do not do it.
The end result will not be the same saying.
It will not be the same.
Okay.
All right. So as a professional, I used to do videography and stuff, and we had to do weddings. And our rule of thumb was if it could go wrong, it was going to go wrong. So you always had to be prepared. How do you deal with backups and make sure that you don't ever lose that perfect picture?
You hit it, that nail square on, because we, as a professional, we don't carry one camera. Each one of us carry a minimum of two cameras or three cameras. Mm-hmm. We've got two of every lens, two of every flash. It's basically memory cards, computers, hard drives, backup. If you're in a wedding professional, you're in this craft, then you know this is the minimum investment I have to do to secure the most important day in most people's lives. So mm-hmm. you have to be respectful of that. So you have to make that investment. So as a photographer, from a studio photographer, I can use one camera, one lens, and I'm in great shape.
Yeah.
As a wedding professional, it's a significant investment, but it's something that has to be done.
Definitely. And these new cameras, too, the professional-grade cameras that you get that you're not going to get with the $700 camera, they have, like, two memory slots, too. So they're backing it up right there. And that brings it more important. Are you a Canon? You're a Nikon guy.
I'm a Nikon guy.
I can see that. Most wedding professionals are a Nikon person. I was in the video world, so, like, you could get a really nice Canon, and it worked great for video.
Absolutely.
But Nikons are... They're the key for taking pictures. I figured it out.
You're absolutely correct. If I did video work, it would be Canon, no question.
All right, so you've taken the pictures. You got all the great shots. What do you do next? There's the editing part, and what's the deliverable? Do you do the editing yourself in-house? Do you send it out to somebody?
No, we're all in-house. I have a full-time professional image editor, retoucher. We work as a team, and we go through and we call through imagery. After we selected and identified our imagery, then we look for specific imagery that's going to go within their wedding book. So our wedding books, most here at the table have seen them. We offer the absolute most luxurious books in this market, in the Southeast. No ifs, ands, or buts. We go as far as Italy to have our most distinctive book. But with that, we are producing that usually within about 2 weeks' time frame. So we're going through designing the book, laying out, doing a cinematic image slideshow, and we present that to the client usually within 2 weeks. So when you come back from your honeymoon, your slideshow is available to you. The wedding book layout is there for you to proof and go through, and you'll say, oh, I'm missing, my friend who came.
Bobby Joe
or,
I feel like we need to say that a third time. After the wedding, 2 weeks after the wedding, you have the photo album to the client.
And yes. That's ridiculously fast.
That's huge.
That's really, really
fast. It's often like 6 months, maybe even longer.
I'm over a year.
Yeah.
I studied the market before I said, because I was a professional photographer prior to doing weddings. And part of the thing, there were a couple of things that I identified early on. Number one, people really don't like waiting for the imagery.
Definitely.
Number two, it slows down my workflow. So I don't want to, no pun intended, I don't still want to be dealing with the same wedding 6 months from now when I could actually have it done within a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
So our business model was designed to address some of those issues. Another thing is to have my imagery out there. So in the social media age, everyone who's here needs to represent themselves. So they need imagery. If I was at an event or function, or we shared an event or function, then the florist needs some imagery, and she doesn't necessarily want cell phone pictures to go on Facebook. She wants something that represents her brand, so a cell phone picture will never represent the decor that, so if Web One Fab came out and, they laid out the most fabulous, elegant design, but a cell phone picture will never capture the ambience and the elegance of what she's displayed to the client. So we want to make sure that they have that in a very timely fashion. So we kind of, studied the market and identified where we need to do and how do we position ourselves to deliver the absolute best service.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for us to reshare it takes a little bit of the fun out of it. If it's like, 6 months ago I planned this wedding and the images are beautiful. If you say, last week's wedding, here it is. That's people notice.
Yeah, absolutely.
In this digital age, too, everyone wants it now, here and now.
Exactly.
And people can't understand. They're like, well, it's a digital camera. It's digital. Why is it going to take so long?
They often send it off to have someone else do it, and then they're in queue with a bunch of other people, but he does his own. He's got it all wrapped up.
You have the entrepreneurial spirit. You saw a pain point in the industry, and you said, people don't like that. It's an easy fix. I can do it better. So you started your own company, and you're doing it better. So we love to see that, Business Radio X.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Definitely. All right, so what's next for the company? Are you going to grow multiple studios? Are you happy where you're at? Do you want to get more clients, more employees? What do you need?
What's next for us is we're trying to be innovative, and we spoke a little bit off air before we came on. We're going to add a little bit of a video element to it, mm-hmm. and video is really, really important for storytelling. and it blends well with our still work. And so we're looking for cinematic video clips, a fusion in video.
All right.
So short slideshows to kind of tell the story of the day along with imagery, because I still recommend full-time professional videographer capture that day, tell that story. But within the workflow we do, we're really trying to push the limits. We've got some things in mind in regards to video that will be present. Like
your secret sauce. You don't have to unleash it here on the air. So. Right.
Absolutely. But if anybody's got an outdoor wedding coming up this summer, then you're going to be in for a real treat.
It's going to pop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Can you let our listeners know how they can reach out?
Yes, they can reach us at www.madeyoulookphoto.com. All of our social is Made You Look ATL. Again, all of our social is Made You Look ATL for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Probably forgot one. Google Plus. And we are socially active, and we are socially friendly. And so, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Made You Look Photography.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on and enlightening us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, next up on Meeting Pros, we have Kelly Potter Farrell with One Fab Event. You've been sitting there patiently. You laughed at all my bad jokes. You've been giving scorecards to people, holding them up. I love it. So you're finally on deck. So yes. Tell us a little bit about One Fab Event and what you guys do there.
Well, One Fab Event is a full wedding planning and design firm. We are located at our studio, La Maison de la Bridal, actually, in Lenox Square Mall.
Okay.
So that's what we do.
Very cool. I think I've seen that before. That used to be my old stomping ground. I grew up in a neighborhood right across from Lenox Mall. So.
Okay. Yeah, we're right in the luxury wing, right next to Neiman Marcus, the upper level.
Okay. So what made you decide to have that kind of like that space in Lenox Mall instead of being at home or doing this from your house?
Well, we wanted to find a space that was a good area for our clientele. So we wanted to be mobile to clients, to our specific clients.
Okay, I can see how that could really help, too. Having a client, they come in, and Lenox Mall looks nice, and they're doing all those renovations. So they come in there, and they come in this nice thing, and you probably have stuff on display that really shows what you guys kind of do.
We do. So you can always come and see new table displays. You can come and see. It's a one-stop shop. So you can see photographers. You could see. You can get a custom gown. You can get a caterer. Literally everything that you need to plan a wedding.
Yeah, Kevin, you should go there.
I like one-stop shops.
It's always open. It's not like going to a bridal show. They have one in every category or multiples in each category for you to see.
That is very cool. So you guys really help just put everything together.
We did. So we just kind of created a space that was reflective to our brand and our target bride.
Okay. Yeah. So what's the main thing that people really just, they miss in this whole process? We were talking about it earlier. You need a meeting planner. You need professional. What do they miss that when people come together and they come in and you're walking through the process, they go, oh, wow, I never would have thought of that.
Brides don't realize how much work goes into planning. It's so much that goes on behind the scenes, even that day. You know, you can have a bridesmaid who forgot her heels, left her heels, and we need to find heels or flats or some type of shoes to put on. You know, it's so many things that go on that we don't let the bride know about because it's her day and we don't want her stressed out or the groom like yourself stressed out.
I'm not going to get stressed out. I'm telling everyone right now, I'm going to be the most laid back person. There could be like chaos raining down, meteors coming down. I'm going to be enjoying myself.
That's all the unforeseen details that go into it.
Definitely.
So my husband was so laid back. I was like, how is he so relaxed right now? Because I was not.
I'm excited. Well, I need some coaching lessons. We're going to sit down and have a beer, and he's going to tell me how to do it.
Yeah.
My husband might join in on that, too.
Definitely.
So
what kind of do you guys have any kind of wedding dresses? What kind of niche do you guys serve? Is it a certain niche of weddings? Because I know like there's a lot of different kinds of weddings I'm starting to learn.
So my clients are she's a stylish bride. She's modern, you know, she's into fashion, she's into style. She's not traditional at all. We do have Miss Erica Angelina who is there, who's actually the owner of the studio, and she does custom gowns. Beautiful custom gowns, literally from start to finish. She'll sit there and actually draw out a sketch.
And you very get to cool.
pick lace cool. and fabric and beading.
I love it when cake designers do that too. They're yeah. like, here's your cake. And yeah. they like sketch it. You're like, wow, really? That's amazing.
That's
so, they,
amazing.
So they design the dresses there.
They do.
So it's not like you're going through a rack and saying, oh, this one's going to fit on. They're like, oh, let me just make one that no one else has in the world.
No, everything is custom.
I bet you guys. I bet fathers hate you guys and brides love you.
The brides love us there at La Maison.
I can imagine. I mean, I probably do the champagne too.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's an experience, and that's what I like to give my clients. So you know, literally from the consultation, you know, we have wine and champagne and. We celebrate and you know, we talk, and it's a luxury service. It's not your traditional. Everything is custom. Packages are custom because each couple are not the same. You know, every couple wants different things, and they have different needs, and we just try and make it fun and stress-free.
So do you have anything for the grooms, or do you just want the brides to come in there? Do the grooms?
No, yeah, do you have a flat screen TV on one
we
side?
Have a flat screen. And speaking of the grooms, we actually have, well, I'm hosting a Grooming the Grooms event.
Okay.
And that's April 17th from 7 to 9.
So
and
like manscaping at the bridal salon?
Well, it is. It's actually Grooming the Groom. I feel like we don't
etiquette
do a lot
classes,
of things.
Etiquette classes. I got to walk with a book on my head or something.
We're going to have a nice gentleman who's going to come in and teach guys how to actually tie bow ties.
I've always wanted to know how to do that.
Because a lot of guys don't know. Art of Shaving is going to be a sponsor, and they're okay. going to kind of come in and help with.
They're huge. I always go into Linux. I go in there, and I like play around with all their stuff, and I feel so cool. So
I just wanted to do something special for the grooms. I feel like we never, everything is always kind of dedicated to the bride, and, you know, you have needs too.
They do. It's so great.
He does.
I do.
Yeah.
So it's going to be sweet. I'm going to come back with like a Fu Manchu mustache. Yeah. She's going to love that.
Excellent.
So what advice do you give for new brides? What should they know? And I mean, it's a nerve-wracking process, and there's so much. And I know a misconception I see all the time is they go, well, it's a year and a half off. That's plenty of time. Well, no, it really isn't a lot of time
at
all.
It's really not a lot of time. I always suggest, and I know this is cliche because I'm a planner, but I think you need a planner. A lot of brides think that, you know, venues come with planners, and they do come with planners. However, they're not a planner for you and the groom. They are a planner for the
venue.
Actual event space
yeah.
in
yes.
the venue.
Making sure you don't break anything.
Exactly. To charge you.
Yeah.
They don't care if your dessert table doesn't show up.
They right. really don't care, and they don't care if you don't have a linen for it. So planners are actually a concierge for you and the groom. So we are there to make sure everything goes as planned. We're there to make sure that you know that you wouldn't know about anything that didn't go according to plan. If that makes sense.
Yes, definitely. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So we're there to make the day special and stress-free and the process stressful and, you know, stress-free. And, you know, we have a group of a network of vendors that we work with to kind of make it easy for you. And we're there to find vendors within your price range and, you know, find venues and within your price range. Because like Ann said, Pinterest can be...
deceiving.
Yeah,
that $22,000 yeah. bridal dress yeah. that they want now.
Well, they'll come up with this whole plan and idea, and then a week later they'll have a whole other idea because they spent more time on Pinterest.
Exactly.
Most definitely. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think brides realize how much things cost nowadays.
Right.
So you see, you know, pipe and drape and uplighting and lounge furniture and... You know,
and a lot of what you see on Pinterest are styled shoots. They're not actual weddings.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not. They're made
Imagine
to look
that.
Like right. It's magic. It's all smoke and mirrors.
Or they're $50,000 to $70,000 weddings, which are not the average
right.
wedding.
Right.
I couldn't have one of those. I would, that's something I even if I wasn't paying for it, I would just be like, just give me the money. I'll go on a honeymoon. I'll take a vacation
That's what
for
I
a
did.
Year.
Yeah.
That's what I did. I was like, we're not spending a lot on our wedding. Just give us the money because we're going to Europe for as long as we can
as
on
long.
The money.
Exactly. That's what I'm planning to do. So
I just try and make it fun and reasonable and stay within that price range to make my grooms happy.
Yeah.
And
so,
my dad's
so you
happy.
Can work in with a certain price range.
I can work in
but,
within a
certain. Well, you're in a certain niche, so it starts at probably a minimum.
Yeah. You know, I don't do the DIY brides. Usually my brides are a little bit more higher. I don't like to use the word higher end, but it's just a certain target
just
market.
Just people that don't have as
you're
much time.
You're in the luxury wing. Of, well,
I'm in the luxury
Lenox Square Mall. They.
But you're dealing with successful brides that probably don't have the time to do it themselves. So they're successful women in the business world, and you know they want to have a great wedding, but they don't have the time to plan it themselves.
They don't. Or you know, it's a stylish bride who might not have a $50,000 budget, but she wants something nice and. And I try and make that happen for her. So it's not, I don't want to get people confused with me being in the luxury wing of the mall because I can work with certain budgets as long as you're realistic about it.
Well, it's really simple. Just go in there. You're going to have a fun experience and then you'll find out if it's going to work for you, if not. And that's the thing I love about your industry is because you can get 10 wedding planners in a room. They're all going to help each other out. Because there really are so many weddings and so many have different levels of things they do. There's enough brides to go around.
It is.
So
definitely.
No one competes. No one's like throwing someone down and trying to steal anybody. Everyone's like, here, let me help you do this and that. And then you get a build up. If you get someone that you can't, doesn't work with your system, you're like, well, you know what? I know someone else that's going to be perfect for you. Let me give you their number. And it's just, it's such a friendly industry. I love it.
Sometimes. It's not like that all the time. It's a dark side to the industry, but you know, I try and be supportive to everyone, and you do have a few of those planners who are supportive of each other. And if I'm booked and I want to send, you know, send it over to someone, I definitely do that.
Well, I've been stealing the show, so I'm gonna. We'll come by and definitely check it out.
We would love to have you over there.
I'm excited about that. I've been stealing advice for my own wedding. This is why I do this. So it beats working. So how do people reach out and contact you? I know and tell them where it is at the mall. And
so we're located in the luxury wing of the mall, right next to Neiman Marcus, upper level. You can reach us at www.onefabevent.com. We are on all of the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you name it, we're on there. Instagram is IG at onefabeventATL. Everything else is onefabevent.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me. Thank
you. Last but definitely not least, we have Nicole Alexander, the owner of Chic Occasions. You've been sitting there so patiently. And
taking notes.
I have.
Yeah, good.
I like the event that she has coming up.
Thank you.
Definitely.
I want to try to come.
So, oh, did we mention that on the air, the event?
No, but can can I mention one more event?
Yeah,
I also have a champagne soiree event March 23rd at Le Meridian, and that's from 3 to 6, and that's an open house there, and I would love to invite everyone to come out, vendors, brides,
definitely,
planners, just to kind of show the space and design. So.
And any other events, just get them out here. We're here to get the word out for
Thank
you guys.
Thank you. And then, of course, the Grooming the Groom, so that's April 17th, and that's for grooms only, and that's from 7 to 9, and all of those things will be posted on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
All right. Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Well, back to you, Nicole. Tell us how you got into the industry and how you decided to be an entrepreneur and start your own company.
Well, I started about 13 years ago. I was actually a special events manager for a museum.
Okay.
And what happened was a lot of brides would come to me and say, I like you, but I don't really like the museum. Can I hire you? And from that point on, I ended up going part-time at the museum and started doing my own event planning. And then to help promote the museum, we started doing small bridal shows there to get the brides in to book the museum. And then from that point on, we felt like, hey, let's make Chic Occasions a dedicated company just for bridal shows. And we've been doing bridal shows now for 7 years.
So you got rid of the museum part that was holding you back a little bit, even though I'm guarantee it's a great venue for some people.
It is a good venue.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's just limiting.
Yes.
Very.
Yeah.
Very. It was time consuming. You were there around the clock because you're doing events and fundraisers and things like that. And it was just a better move for me to be on my own.
Sure. Yeah.
So you've been through the industry through a lot of changes. Tell me a little bit how the industry has changed from when you first got into it to now. Because, I mean, there's so much. It's just crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I would think right off the top of my head that has changed is finances. I remember maybe 5-6 years ago, I could get a bride come through and they would say my budget is $70,000, $80,000, where now you're starting to see a little more unrealistic where they say my budget is $10,000
or $8,000. They want that
$70,000. They want a $70,000 wedding. And, you know, with me hosting bridal shows, I am seeing all of these budgets and what they're wanting. And that, I would say, is the biggest change that I have seen over the years.
Definitely. Well, you have to explain the value to these people, too. There's a huge ROI that it's hard to sort of explain to people about weddings. Because it's not they look at it and say, well, it's $50,000 for one day. Mm-hmm. Well, not really, because it's the memories and the pictures and everything that accumulates together really has a lasting effect on everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree. And when I come across brides that say, hey, my budget is $8,000 or $10,000, and I tell them, I say, do you know that some photographers cost $5,000 to $7,000? Mm-hmm. Or a venue can cost you $5,000 to $8,000. So realistically, we might need to decide on what you're wanting to
do. Like, I'll make a call.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, or maybe we have to do it at your home in your backyard. Exactly. And then there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Or the courthouse, and then have a nice party.
And some people think that works, but the funny thing about it is, even if you have a party, it's still the back end, and it's still expensive. You're still paying for flowers. You're still paying for decor and food and cake. That the ceremony actually is probably your cheaper part than the reception.
Definitely. And then you have the honeymoon after. I mean, it's an expensive thing, but it's a monument occasion for everybody.
It is, absolutely.
So how do you guys really set yourself apart in the industry?
Well, Chic Occasions, we do 4 bridal shows a year. We are the only bridal show company that goes to the Fox Theater twice a year.
Ooh.
And then we're at Chateau Elan once a year. And this year, we're excited because we're going to be in Cobb. We'll be at the Wyndham Galleria. Okay. So for us, we try to have a little more smaller, intimate type of bridal show. We average about 50 to 60 vendors at our expo, and we average about 400 or so people to attend the events.
Okay, very cool. And the Fox Theater is such a great place to hold any kind of event, period. Because it's such a crazy – I don't know how it's that big. I remember I had a small high school. We had a prom there, and I said I had my prom at the Fox. Well, I was dating a girl that went to a public high school, so then I went to her prom. It was also at the Fox, and it was different. I found out later they shoved us in a side room, and then they were in the – because they had a graduating class of like a couple hundred, so they had a bigger thing. So it was – it's just a great venue. Absolutely.
Are you guys going to be in the Egyptian ballroom or
yes,
through the whole?
We have run of the house. We have the Imperial ballroom and the Egyptian ballroom. Yes.
That is so. I have not heard of a bridal show being there that I know of.
So when is this again? I got to write down all these dates. I'm going to listen back to this show because I'm going to be quizzed afterwards.
You'll have your girl listen to
it. I will. Exactly. Yes. So I'll actually get to listen to one of my radio shows.
We will be at the Fox Theater on March the 16th, and then again June 29th, and then we're at Chateau Elan on August 17th, and then we're in Cobb at the Wyndham Galleria on September 7th.
So how do people sign up for these wedding shows?
They can go to our website, and then we're also advertised. We're in Perfect Wedding Guide. We're on their websites. We're on different various wedding websites. We do TV commercials that are actually running now. They're on TLC, Bravo, Oxygen, and on WeTV.
Okay.
Very cool. You don't hear that people are advertising on TV all that much in our industry. It's good.
So do you want to tell more about the event and the shows coming up?
Sure. With the show, one thing that we pride ourselves in, too, with our expos is we try to make them very interactive and different. So there's a lot of engaging activities for the brides. We have a DIY contest for the brides where we just throw them with a bunch of different things and they got to create something. And then the guests. I'm thinking about another event. The guests actually vote on the winning bride that has the most unique do-it-herself thing. Then we actually have a dance studio that's going to come in and take a couple of couples to the side and do private dance lessons with them. And then they're going to do it in front of the audience at the show.
Twerking, right? So no twerking zone?
No twerking. Sorry. So, and then, of course, once again, the audience will be able to vote and those couples will win all kinds of different things. And then we just have some really great vendors that are coming to our shows. Like I said, we're proud to say, you know, we have actually 67 vendors registered for this show in March. and they're really good reputable vendors that can give you good quality for your wedding day.
All right, so we got that. There's a lot of benefit in someone like me about to get married to come to the show. Absolutely. And we get to talk to some great vendors that you've lined up. What's the benefit of maybe a vendor coming to check out the show?
The benefit is, one, you know, advertising like with the magazines are great. It's a great tool. And then the bridal shows is just an extra asset to it. It's like building that brand recognition where they say, oh, I saw you in Perfect Wedding Guy. Oh, now I see you at the Chic Occasions Bridal Show. Oh, I saw you at this show. And so people start to see.
It's like brand recognition.
Yeah, it's like a McDonald's commercial. They run them all the time, and you see them everywhere. You see billboards. You see them in magazines. You see them everywhere. So then you start to trust that. And I think that's a benefit for a vendor. You know, the thing is, the vendors just need to kind of, there's so many expos, they just need to make sure they're going with reputable expos.
Well, definitely. And I know that you guys, you've been around so long that you know the people that are for real, and you have a vetting system. So when you're putting vendors in there, you're putting people in there that are trust, they're professionals, like Absolutely. We talked about earlier.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So these are your events you're working on. Are you doing anything else, or are you planned further ahead?
Well, all of our shows are scheduled for 2014. Now, one thing that we do have for June 29th, at the end of that expo, we have a murder mystery called Till Death Do Us Part.
Oh, that's cool.
So right after the expo, we do a wedding murder mystery, which kind of a lot of the brides will come to that as well. So we feel like that's a different little twist that we can offer the girls as well.
And I bet they love that. I'm sure there's plenty of champagne. So.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's a no-brainer. So.
Absolutely.
There's always champagne.
Oh, yeah, and cake and food. So it's definitely you're attending a wedding, but then, of course, there's murders that happen throughout that wedding.
Okay, and you have to figure out who done it.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Is there any prize for who figures it out?
Absolutely, yeah. They win a prize. It's a unique events murder mystery T-shirt that says, I survived the murder mystery, and then it's autographed by the entire cast.
I love that. So, all right, so go back through and tell us these dates again, because they're so important.
Okay. Our first show at the Fox Theater is March 16th, and all of our shows, except for the one in Cobb, is from 12 to 4. And then we're at the Fox again on June 29th. Then we're at Chateau Alain August 17th. And then we're at the Wyndham Galleria. And that is a Bride's Night Out event. That event is from 5 to 9 on September 7th.
So how do you get all these great venues? But Chateau Alain, that's very fancy. You have the Fox, which is elegant, which is where you would want to have a bridal show. If I will go there, I mean, that right there is a huge benefit. But how do you get in with that? Is that just you've been in there long enough, you know people?
You pay?
You call the money?
Yeah. For me, we could go anywhere, but I feel like that's our little niche. If I went to, you know, per se, just like a convention center, I think then we're losing who we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have those people that you target.
Exactly.
All right. Well, give me the website. How do people reach out and learn more?
Our website is www.chicoccasions.com, and that's chicoccasions.com. And we are on Twitter and Facebook, and our tag is New Chic Occasions, which is NU Chic Occasions Bridal Shows.
I love it. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
And thanks to everyone. This has been an awesome show, Jessica.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I didn't see you taking notes, though.
I didn't, not yet.
But you have all the notes because
I have the audio file. My thing is, I'm like, here's the audio file. Look how much research I did today.
Excellent.
Exactly. And I'll hand it to our parents, too. So give me like some plus points.
Give you some credit, yeah.
Exactly. Well, how's your Ventrepreneurs group going? I know you said last time it's self-sustaining. I always bring it up because I think it's a cool word.
Yeah, it is. It's good. There's a lot of... A lot of activity on there, a lot of industry event professionals that pose questions on there and get answers from other industry professionals. So it's educational, and that's good.
Definitely. Well, to our listeners out there, get the Perfect Wedding Guide coming out where we have all these people in there, or go to their websites and check them out. Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, this is Kevin Finn for Jessica Park and all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Meeting Pros.